Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons, along with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Greg Jorgensen. And today's guests are Pat Berg and Lee Skalrud from Career Partners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. Lee, can you tell us a little bit about your firm?
Yeah, we're Career Partners International, headquartered in Bloomington, Minnesota. And we provide career transition and outplacement to Minneapolis-St. Paul-based firms.
Career transition and outplacement. Now, does that mean if I'm a business owner and I need to cut back due to the economy or some other reasons that I call you and you help me with that? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, typically we have a couple different reasons for choosing our firm. First and foremost is the case where you have an event like a reduction in force, where you do have an economic impact or economic condition that dictates you have to reduce headcount. Secondly to that, we have clients that over time will use us consistently when they have to separate an individual from the organization. They call our firm in to provide career transition and outplacement for those people.
So, okay. Sam, career transition.
There you go.
Once I transition you to a new host, I call Lee and he takes care of it, right?
Oh, funny.
We're not going to do that. So transition is not just about cutbacks or firing. It's also about outplacing people. And give us some examples of how this works, Lee. Who are your customers?
Well, typically our customers are very, it's reflective of the economic background and the industry background of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Between medical device, agriculture, retail, we see between small firm and large firm, we see a good balance between all those different organizations. So typically, when a firm is, there's a couple different occasions, and one is in particular when an organization looks out and there's an individual that may be not the really the real player that they need to go forward on. They'll call us in to help, you know, transition that person out of the organization and to a new role in a very dignified and meaningful way. Instead of the reverse of that is very awkward and uncomfortable separations as well.
So in the old days when we had somebody that didn't fit and we decided that they've got to go, we'd call them in and say, well, this isn't working for us, it isn't working for you, and so therefore we think you better go find another job and goodbye and so long.
Yeah, and if you look at how many times a year a manager has to do that kind of a discussion, I hope it's not that often. Hopefully you're running an organization where you don't have to separate people every day. The one benefit we bring is that we do this every day. We're very comfortable in the environment where somebody has to move on to the next role. And in actuality, a lot of times, individuals are very relieved when they understand that it is their time to move on. Generally, when individuals are not in a good situation, when it's not working out, the individual knows it as well as the employer. I think it's a two-way street on that. And so by providing a real graceful, dignified kind of a venue to move an individual to the next role, it's a really high-value service.
Now, supposing that you had an individual who really didn't know and they were very antagonistic, how do you handle that kind of a situation?
Well, I think that's always the most difficult situation that we run into, the fear that people are going to be angry or antagonistic about it. And, you know, we have a very highly skilled group of people who are able to de-escalate those situations, to be there on site with the individual and really talk them through what's happening and make that transition to the next step. I think that the business owners, interestingly enough, are always so thankful to have us on site because it gives them a chance to move forward with the remaining team and gives us a chance to be there with that individual and really take them on the next step. So we're very skilled at that. And, you know, it's interesting that most of the people we worry about being antagonistic are not really antagonistic. But it is very helpful to have a resource there to help them move to that next level.
How do you work with the owners as well? I mean, you mentioned them, and a lot of owners, it's a gut-wrenching kind of experience to have to lay off people who have been with you for, or place them elsewhere, or even transition them within a different position within the company. How do you work with the owner on that?
Well, the owner, you know, is often as anxious, I think, as anyone about that kind of a situation. And what we do is we coach them on that. We help them script, you know, how they're going to go about it. Even beforehand, we can be involved in really helping them think through that decision. Is it the right decision? Is it the right time to make that decision? And how are they going to go about actually executing that whole scenario? So our job is really to coach and support that business owner through that separation.
I remember early in my career when I was managing a law firm, it was quite often we had a case where we had a legal secretary that was with the wrong attorney, and it was usually the attorney's fault because we couldn't fix him. He was the big breadwinner, the big money earner, and we had to move a legal secretary to another attorney, and sometimes we had to move him out. And quite often, more often than I'd like, I had someone that I had to terminate or move, and everyone in the firm wanted to know when you're going to do it, and they all go hide and then pull out the box of Kleenex, and you'd call somebody in, and they'd say, "Oh no, what's going on?" I tell you what, when I was doing that, it would have been fantastic to have you guys around to come in and do it. Is it easier for the person that's being transitioned to deal with a third party? I'm thinking maybe it is certainly it'd be easier for me as the person that has to do it to say, "Okay, Lee, we got a problem. Here's what we want to do. I want to deal with the positive stuff. Can you come in and handle this for me?" And what a relief, I think. But how do the transition people react?
They react in a couple of ways. Sometimes they're so shocked that, you know, they don't know exactly what to say or do in that situation. And so our job is to really help them along with that transition. But in the end, the big thing for people is to move on to that next step. And that's what we represent, that opportunity to say, take the next step. The reason these services are so valuable, and we hear people say this over and over again, is really that it's a complicated job market out there. Most of these folks have not looked for a job for a very long time. And what we give them is really the formula to move forward, the path along which they can move to be successful and make that transition.
So you give them a future to look towards.
Absolutely.
And then move them into it.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's something that I don't see an employer could do.
Well, in the old days, we're dealing with the fact that you don't fit anymore, and we're gonna terminate this. But we didn't deal with what's next.
What's next, right.
And what I'm hearing is that the actual act of transitioning or termination is a very small part of what you do. It's what happens next.
Absolutely. And one of the values for the employer themselves is what we would call severability, where the individual, we have a very clean break. And at the same time with the individual, when we meet with them, especially if we're on site during the notification, that we get them looking forward. And I think to Pat's point, it's scary. Having, you know, the idea of unexpected job loss is a very heavy psychological impact. It's number two next to the death of a close member in a family to an individual. Jobs are very important to us in the United States. And so when you're dealing with that kind of an impact, to have somebody with you that can help that individual look forward instead of looking backwards. Looking backwards it's really not what an employer wants, is a former employee to look backwards to any excuse to either have a litigation or other events that are pretty negative. So really, when our first interaction with a separated individual is to really get them focused on moving forward and looking to what's the possibilities. And for a lot of people, it's a very exciting opportunity. It's looking at whole new options, a whole new playing field, and as career professionals, we can help that individual look over the playing field. Maybe they had a bad fit in their previous employment engagement. Now we can help them look for that right fit and the really solid fit for their career future.
Tom, you were talking about the secretaries in the legal firm. And it not being a great fit, just because of the manager and the relationship between the manager and the admin. So I'm wondering how often you see that, where the fit was something that was not right, as opposed to downsizing.
Well, fit is, you know, when you're looking at a predictor of retention, really the cultural fit of an employee to an organization is much more important than the skill set, per se. Finding skills and looking at resumes and finding somebody that has the right certifications or the right profession is fairly easy. But when you look at the X factor in an employment arrangement has always been the culture fit. How well does somebody, how somebody's values and what they believe in line up to what that organization value is. And so inside of that, that's a lot of times when we look at our clients that use us continuously over over time, really benefit from when there is a bad fit, we can help come in and fix that situation.
So do you work with transfers within the organization as well?
There are times when we have worked with organizations on what we would call internal career centers, where we look at how do we move one person from one part of the organization to the other. We also look at expatriate, you know, as far as expatriate assignment and expatriate return. That's a very that's a very dicey endeavor. That's a very small part of the business.
The example I was giving you was more of a within the right. business organization. It's an attorney-secretary relationship, and we had some great legal secretaries, but they just didn't mesh well with that particular attorney. And in those cases, we looked for an opportunity to transition them to another attorney and see if that worked before we looked for sending them outside the organization. And
so having that help internally is really important, and that's the fit that you're talking about, not from the outside, the values meshing, but just the whole dynamic of the management team and the employees.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you talk to anybody that hires people over time, and especially people that hire a lot of people, that is a really difficult part of the assessment for an individual coming into an organization on what is that fit.
And within the organization.
Within the organization. And you're looking at somebody that's really behaving sometimes awfully differently in terms of an interview versus what they do day to day. And once you get an individual in the organization day to day, you may run across a misfit or misalignment between the individual and the organization.
Okay. Now, you mentioned about the other firms, some of the expatriate transitions. Those are the larger companies. Tell us about some of the larger companies and how you work in that environment.
Well, in terms of the complex large organizations where you have multiple contacts, multiple HR individuals, multiple divisions, and the better we know a client and the more that we get involved with a client, the more that we can tailor our discussions, how we approach, how we act, even on site, differs between client to client. Everybody has their own work values. It's as simple as how you show up in terms of your clothing sometimes. It's really interesting. So you want to blend in with the organizational culture as well as a career professional. So that's also a challenge as well, is that we need to match up. We need to understand our clients very well to do our job appropriately.
Now, Lee, I know that you deal with some national and international clients, and you're part of Career Partners International. Can you tell us how that helps you with those clients that have employees in multiple locations?
Absolutely. Career Partners, we have 38 partners in North America, another 20 internationally, for a total of 58 partners. These partners are selected very carefully, and there's a continuous quality standard of delivery that we review every year for all partners, and to make sure that we're delivering consistently and appropriately across our network. So, you know, for instance, when an organization is headquartered here in Minneapolis, they may have somebody in Indianapolis per se that's been impacted. One thing that's really high value with Career Partners is that all of us own our own market. We are small business people and medium-sized business owners in each of our markets. And we've been in, for instance, our firm has been here since the 80s. We know Minneapolis, St. Paul. We know our local markets very well. And thus, our partners in Indianapolis, Chicago, Dallas, New York, San Francisco all know their markets very, very well. And with confidence, for example, the Indianapolis, Mark McNulty is a friend of mine and a great business partner. He's somebody I can call when we have a client here in Minneapolis that has somebody in Indianapolis they have to work with. Mark knows how we deliver. We have a conversation. The client sees no difference. The client contacts us. We take care of the arrangements inside of our network. But the person in Indianapolis is going to get somebody that's an extraordinary professional that knows their local job markets and labor markets and can be a real benefit. So it's that the flavor of local ownership, while we have global impact, each of our partners, including internationally between Paris, Germany, Japan, Asia-Pac, South America, Latin America, all of these partners really know their markets, and that means a big deal to our clients here in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
And Career Partners does a lot of work to put together technology that's shared by the partners and training that's shared by the partners. So your expectation is that when you're taking care of a client whose headquarters is in the Twin Cities and they've got an executive that needs to be transitioned in Indianapolis, as you say, you have great confidence that Mark's going to handle that the same way you'd handle it here.
Absolutely. The one real powerful element of our partnership is that gives us economies of scale, so that when we look at developing shared services or shared platforms like our IT platform, right now as we develop our internet platform and our internet portals that support our candidates, it's a real benefit to have the purchasing power that we do, and we can leverage that amongst our partners. And so from the client side of it, from the candidate side, they see a very robust toolkit that they can use during job search, including research resources, software platforms like OneSource that at their fingertips give them extreme data on potential employers, job boards, other assistance that comes through that. But it makes that internet more efficient.
Well, let me understand. So if someone in Indianapolis is wanting to, someone wants to transition here into Minnesota, how do you partner with them in that kind of a circumstance?
Oh, sure. That is a great example of this. We had a large client here in Minneapolis-St. Paul, a retailer, that had an individual in Omaha that was impacted. And I was working with my partner in Omaha, and it turned out that this individual really wanted to relocate back to Minneapolis-St. Paul. They were from here originally. Mm-hmm. The organization here transfer them to Omaha.
You hear a lot of those, yeah.
Absolutely.
That want to come back home.
And, oh, for Minneapolis-St. Paul, it is a big deal. Yeah. A lot of people want to come home. And so with our partner in Omaha, to be able to seamlessly work with that individual as they start looking for work here in Minneapolis-St. Paul. What a great resource that we can provide for somebody that's remote in terms of our local expertise. And something we really haven't talked about yet is the power of our alumni. Pat, if you want to mention how our alumni network works.
Well, you know, we're very proud of our alumni network. We have, over the years, amassed about 1,400 people who have gone through our services and who have volunteered to be resources for candidates who are going through it today. So we have events on an annual basis. We have two major alumni events. We have briefings that we invite them to. And our current clients have a searchable database that they can go into and look at. Look for a name, look for an industry, and tap into those folks for networking. So our Career Partners, in terms of our overall mission, what we really see ourselves doing is building a career community in the Twin City area. And I think the alumni network is really a key way that we do that, by reaching out to those people who want to give back because they've gone through it and they know what it's like and they know how meaningful it was to have help.
Pat, can you walk us through, we've talked a little bit about this, there's a separation event, and then you start working with that candidate to transition to the next job.
Right.
Jobs are all too defining for us today. Everybody has to have one. I've been to your offices, which are beautiful, by the way.
Nice.
Can you walk us through what happens to a candidate next? They come, and how all the resources available at your office and so forth?
Sure. Well, you know, I think that first moment that they walk through the door, there's just that uncertainty of knowing what it's going to be like. And from the very beginning, they meet individually with a consultant who's assigned to them and who is really responsible for taking them through their transition from beginning to end. So that first meeting is a meet and greet, and it's really about understanding their needs. What we're very well known for is tailoring to the needs of our clients. So we do not have kind of this lockstep program that you go in and you do these five things and you come out the other side. It's really about understanding who you are as an individual, what your issues and needs are, what kinds of things you need help with. So that first meeting is about that. From there, they may go through some assessment. We think that the first step for any client is really focusing. What do I want to do next? And as you can well imagine, some clients come in and they want to do exactly what they did before. They just want to do it somewhere else. And other clients come in and say, this is a great opportunity for me to really take some time and figure out if I want to make a left turn in the road or a right turn in the road. So often we use assessment to really focus on that and help them understand their skills, their abilities, their interest areas, their values, all those things that make up good career satisfaction. As we finish that, we're really looking for the ability to forecast what that role or role might be. And so it might be I want to look for job A and I want to maybe explore finding a business. It can be many different things based on the scenario. So the consultant then is there to provide them coaching along the way. We have, as Lee mentioned, a wide range of technology resources to do research. What's very unique about Career Partners is that we have a master's level librarian. And you think about today's marketplace, you know, information is really so powerful.
What is a master's level library?
Librarian.
Oh,
so she
they actually
is,
have both. So they, we'll get to that.
Okay, I heard library. Right, that's right. But she's really the person who is the broker of information. And so you think about all the information that you need going through a job search. If you're going on an interview, who are you going to be interviewing with? What's that company like? What kind of research can you find out about their financial situation or any range of things? And so really using those resources as a tool to be competitive in the marketplace is huge. So, you know, we go through all the planning and the information that people need. We coach them through that. We give them the resources.
So when they go for an interview these days, they don't just go in blind. They do some research, find out who is this organization, who is this business, what do they do, how do they do it, and with all your resources, they're able to do some real good research into the company so that they can go in and ask questions and not just be interviewed. Is that right?
That's right. And there's a funny story around that. A client recently who Lee mentioned the OneSource resource that we have, who went through OneSource and took that report and highlighted it. And she took it in with her to the interview, and the interviewer was just amazed, said he found out things about his company that he didn't even know. So
now there's a prepared person.
There's
I like
prepared
this.
Person.
Well, it sounds like the candidate already knows that this is a right fit for them,
That's right. They
really do want it. It's not just blind.
That's exactly right. So, you know, we do all of that coaching. We have learning events where there are group activities that support people in terms of learning and networking throughout our resources. So we're here to really provide that support and that mentoring and those resources kind of every step of the way as that person goes from not knowing anything to really being a confident person that's presenting themselves very well for an interview and then making a decision, understanding that it's a two-way street. So it's not just about being interviewed, but it's also about interviewing that company to make sure it's a good fit.
Do you provide classes for these transition people as well?
We do provide classes. We do provide a variety of classes, resume writing, on the internet. You know, the biggest thing we want to do is not be in a situation where people spend all their time sitting behind a computer. So part of it is narrowing the information that they really look at so that they can use the information well but really get out in the marketplace.
Pat, Sam, they also provide, I've been to their offices, and this is, I never imagined they were going to do this, but they do have a library, a resource center, where if you just want to go spend a quiet hour somewhere and read the Wall Street or the Investor's Business Daily or any publication you can think of, it's there. And then they have workstations so that the people being transitioned can get up in the morning, go to their offices, have
get
some coffee, get on the internet, do their research, and start looking for opportunities. And I think that's something I've never seen before. What a fantastic resource.
Well, thanks. People learn differently. All of us, and to Pat's point, nobody goes through career transition the same way. Everybody has a different approach to it. They have a different view on their career. They work differently. So the workspace is designed specifically to help individuals that enjoy an office environment and are used to an office environment. That's where they work best. We provide that. The internet and the robust internet tools are for those individuals that work best from home on an internet basis. We still provide the coaching, but in some individuals really rather work alone. And then we have those that really get a lot of energy from groups. And so we put together the classes. We put together cadre groups of individuals into our executive forums, our peak performance teams that are put together so that individuals can hold each other accountable as they go through this job transition. Some people need that.
Yep.
And that accountability and the shared responsibility of a team. So between the classes, the facility, the technology, we try to develop an environment where people can come to our skill set and our tools in the way that they want to learn.
Now, is this a service then that the company is continuing to handle, or is it from the individual? Is there some point where they flip over and the individual takes control of this situation payment and the retention?
Our compensation comes from previous employer. Okay. And so when we look at that element, there are times when individuals do approach us and we do take individual, what we would call a retail business, an individual pay. The majority of our business is compensated by a previous employer. And the real demarcation point is at that moment of separation, our job is to really, again, to move them forward. The human resources departments of organizations that work with us really enjoy the fact that they know that their former employees and our perfect client shares that value of really caring for their employees. And then they know they're handing them over to real professionals that can help them move on. And so that's kind of how that responsibility goes back and forth between individual and organization.
Okay.
These people that you're helping really have to feel a lot better about what they're going through with your assistance than if they were just left hanging at the end of a termination.
One of the real beauties of our profession, one that makes it easy to go to work in the morning, is that when we have champagne toasts, individuals, they're non-alcoholic champagne. Our work environment must make it that way. But we do celebrate when people land their position, and it's a nice closure. We don't celebrate very often in our society. We're not built that way. And it's awfully nice when that person lands that new position. They can come back to our Monday morning kickoff groups or the forums or one of their cadre groups have been involved in. We break out champagne. Everybody has a toast, and the individual tells their story, what was made them successful, what challenges they had, what they would share with the group.
Here's what worked, and here's what didn't work.
Absolutely. And what better resource, what better efficacy than having that individual that just landed provide that information? It's highly credible, and it's very visceral. It's there, it's live. So that's a real, for us as career professionals, having that closure, having that event of, all right, you know, congratulations. And by the way, here's our onboarding support, which we provide for individuals as they move into that new role. How do you assimilate well in the new organization? How do you maximize this new opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really exciting as a professional, and especially as consultants, to get to have that finish. Mm-hmm. And it's a real high value.
What a tremendous resource for business owners to be able to, if you've got someone that's not in the right spot and you need to head to a termination, to provide these type of resources and this type of support for those that are being transitioned. What a great resource.
Yeah, I agree.
We're about out of time for today, so if you have questions or comments or would like more information on this topic, please go to todaysbusinessradio.com and click through to CPI Professional Edge. I'm Tom Lyons for Sam Zordich and our producer, Greg Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Pat Berg and Lee Scalrud from Career Partners for being with us for this session.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.